Brian Thompson with a Storm Lake St. Mary's girls basketball preview now with Coach Jesse Bibler. Two graduated last year, Jesse, but a lot returned that saw a lot of playing time last season, so definitely something to be encouraged about.
Yeah, we do. We have four starters back from last year, which is great, and a lot of girls that saw some playing time, but we will have to, find some fresh numbers as we do only have 10 out, but I think those 10 will see a good majority of playing time.
Well, let's begin with your main returning players and those figure that get a bulk of the minutes for you.
Yeah, our three seniors, Trisha Lenhart, Emily Ivey, and Mackenzie Laven, will see a good portion of our time. They've played since they were freshmen and know the game. And Katie Lenhart, too, will fill, the four spot here till Christmas. And then her sister, Lizzie Lenhart, a freshman, will fill in a lot as our point guard. So we also have Olivia Shaler and Callie Getch off the bench. And it's kind of up, depending on the night, it depends on who's going to be in there, so.
Well, how about any newcomers? One I noticed, who I saw for the first time play softball this last year. Maybe you can mention any of them or maybe any others that will be stepping up, getting more minutes than they did last year.
Yeah, like Lizzie Lenhart, our freshman, she will see lots of playing time, just, a bigger body of knowing the game and knows how to play and has the fundamental skills. But also Olivia Shaler saw some time last year, but we'll see more this year. Same with Callie Getch and even Jess Sandoff and those on the bench. They will see more time this year. They worked hard in the offseason and really will put in some good minutes for us.
Well, you got a good tune-up here as we're visiting after your Jamboree win, 24-14 over OABCIG. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, saw a lot of good things and definitely saw a lot of things that we can take back and work on. We scrimmaged earlier today, too, and even from today at 1 o'clock to tonight at 7:15, we saw lots of improvement. So that's, as a coach, that's good things to see, that we are not taking steps backwards but improving every time we're out. So
it's great. Tell us more about that from what you've seen so far. Took maybe a few games last year for some of these girls to feel comfortable and get in more of a rhythm, but what have you seen so far?
Yeah, execution was huge for us, and turnovers last year kind of seemed to be our problem, so just getting more comfortable with having the ball in their hands, and even from the beginning when we started 2 weeks ago and dribbling and this, the small fundamentals have improved, and that's what basketball is. If you can't do the fundamentals, can't be successful.
Well, you return a lot of players, but the same could be said for a lot of teams in the Twin Lakes Conference this year.
Yeah, I think it'll be a battle from top to end. I think there's a lot of equal playing fields that we have, and I think every night if we come out and we, execute what we're supposed to, we have a fight for the game.
With your returning players and some newcomers stepping in or stepping up, do you have any specific goals in mind for the conference or just overall, or just maybe improve that win total from a season ago? Is that kind of what you're just looking at?
Yeah, definitely improve our win total. Coming, 4-16 last year, we want to double what we had, and definitely turnovers is what lost a lot of our games last year, and cutting those in half and just single digits as far as turnovers come, and we kind of beat ourselves out of the game most of the time last year, so keeping us in the game with execution.
Storm Lake St. Mary's girls basketball season opener will be at the Panther Pit against Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn, and that will be broadcast along Storm Lake Radio. And Bibbs, thanks a lot for the time, and look forward to seeing you a bunch again this year.
Yes, thank you, Ryan.